Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the UX Direction podcast with me, Jay. Now, before I get into this, I want to let you guys know that, again, I've changed the format. And the reason I've changed the format is because I've been listening to the feedback that I've been getting from the audience. And I've been doing some forms of kind of usability kind of testing, I suppose, on my own podcast to make sure that I can engage with you guys in the right way. And actually, what I uncovered is that your preferred way is also my preferred way. So what I've decided to do now is kind of create these podcasts in a very kind of quick fire, rapid kind of Q&A way, where I kind of use the podcast to answer some of the key questions in UX design. And for newbies and also for advanced kind of UX designers, and help you guys to understand the discipline a lot better, but also kind of give you the advice from my 10 years plus in the industry to help you guys to accelerate your careers a lot faster than I have as well. So without further ado, let me just jump in to this week's episode topic. So the question that I commonly get asked is, what's the difference between a UX designer, a UI designer, and a product designer? So let's start with, what is a UX designer? So a UX designer, most people would say, is somebody who designs the flow for an app or a website, for example. But that's just a tiny piece of it, right? A UX designer, yes, they do have to create the flow from, you know, how the customer gets from point A to point B. And, you know, this could be from downloading the app all the way through to a successful transaction. But a UX designer has to think about so much more than that. And the definition from Nielsen Norman Group is that a UX designer is concerned with the entire customer's interaction with a company, right? So every interaction that that customer has with the company, be it good or bad, the UX designer needs to think about that, right? And all the various touch points that they might engage with the business. So for example, if you use that same analogy of the kind of app design flow, what you can ascertain is from this, from what I'm saying, is that a UX designer, yes, is concerned with that core flow, but they're also concerned with, okay, like what happens if that transaction goes wrong? What happens if network connectivity fails, or there's a system error generated or a user error generated? If there is one of these things that happens along the journey, then how can we utilize the technology around us and design the UI and the experience in a way that doesn't make the customer feel bad about it or feel bad about the business or the company? This is what the UX designer is thinking about. They're also thinking about, okay, where along the journey is the best way or the best time, more to speak, the best time to upsell kind of products and services, or to share with the customer that, hey, like you guys can kind of sign up and, you know, you can get way more value out of this if you register with us. And when is the best time to be able to do that kind of along that journey, right? A user experience designer does way more than just design that kind of core flow. They think about the entire experience. They think about, okay, like if something bad happens along that journey and there's an edge case and it only affects maybe 10%, but what impact could that 10% have on the business? What impacts could that negative experience that is only affecting 10% of customers, or even less sometimes, what impact could that have on our call centers and our kind of help and support agents? And if that impact is significant and it drives up costs for the business and also puts the brand in negative reputation, it's a UX designer's job to help to alleviate some of these pains and prevent this from happening. So this is why it's so important for UX designers to think more broadly than the product journey that they are actually kind of working on. And, you know, it's more than just the core flow. It's so much more than that. Additionally, a UX designer's job is, yes, to create designs and experiences, but it has to be based on customer information. It has to be informed by the customer technically, you know, you're not doing UX design if you're not researching, if you're not getting customer insight. You know, I've been in the game for over 10 years and I could easily walk into a room and you can give me a brief and I can design something from my gut feel and from what I perceive to be design best practices, but that's going to be full of assumption, right? And in order for me to trump those assumptions or validate those assumptions, I need to engage with customers. I need to engage with the people who will be using the product or service and get as much validation as I can so that we can be as confident as possible when it comes to releasing the product as well. So this is why it's important to always use data. Data is a UX designer's friend, ultimately. So that brings us on to what is a UI designer. So a UI designer, similarly to a UX designer, is concerned with the flow and the end-to-end kind of journey for the customer. But more specifically, they're concerned about the interface itself. They're concerned about the experience that each screen provides to the customer. So if I use those scenarios again in terms of, okay, what happens if there's a user-generated or system-generated error? Well, the UI designer has to think about, okay, like, how will the UI respond to this? How can we give the customer the right visual cues through a well-defined visual language that makes them feel okay, that makes them feel safe, that makes them feel as though, hey, it's not your fault, but here's a guide on what to do next. Like, they can work collaboratively kind of with the UX designers on this, but they also have the power to visually guide the customer through that journey effectively, right? And ultimately make the UI as intuitive as possible. So when a customer actually kind of logs on and they see the screen in front of them, it's a very short learning curve. They don't have to think much. They just have to kind of get on with it and kind of know exactly kind of what it is that they need to do. And that's the power of UI design. And the reason why UI designers who are great at their jobs can provide experiences like this is because they understand that technology, the technology within the context that the product will be operating in and the context in which the customer will be using it. So they understand the advantages and disadvantages of the various different platforms such as browsers and kind of iOS and Android. They understand the constraints of these platforms as well, but they also understand the power of the technologies of these platforms. And they can introduce really cool transitions and kind of interactions to increase the engagement for the customer as well. And also kind of create more of a kind of friendly, intuitive feel for the customer, which helps with brand retention. So both UX designers and UI designers should be working collaboratively together at the very earliest stages of the product design life cycle. And the reason for this is so that the UI designers can actually start to plan ahead and think about how they could further enhance the experience of the journey as the UX designer is kind of crafting that journey out. So what the hell is a product designer at this point? You're probably thinking, well, a product designer is this unicorn type mythical creature who can do both. They can do the UX design, they can do the research, they can do the UI design, and ideally they can execute at the highest level, right? So my background is in product design. And, you know, I studied product design for 6 years. So 4 years at university and kind of 2 years prior for AS and A-level over in the UK. So that is my core understanding, right? So, and through those courses, it's you as the designer crafting that end-to-end experience, doing the research up front, creating a user-centered process, creating low-fidelity screens to validate with customers, and then moving into high-fidelity as well, and prototyping at a high-fidelity. So a product designer should be able to do all of this stuff. However, there's something that we need to be aware of here, because with product designers, you tend to favor one thing or the other. It's extremely rare, so I'm not saying that this doesn't happen. I'm yet to meet somebody who is completely equal But if you know anyone, then please point them in my direction because I'd love to have a conversation with them. But what I often find with product designers, and myself included, is that you favor one side. You favor visual UI design, or you favor UX design and research. And what ends up happening is there's a shift in your kind of skill set. So your skill set is extremely high on one and maybe mid-range on the other. So what that means is that one starts to lag behind. So you often find this, you see very beautiful kind of products kind of being delivered, usually kind of in app form, and they're kind of crafted beautifully. Animations, interactions, micro interactions are just insane, but the experience isn't great. They haven't understood the context in which their customers will be using it, and the customers complain because their experience isn't optimal, right? It's not the greatest experience for them because they didn't do enough of that groundwork to begin with. On the flip side, you might get people who are fans of kind of various apps because it has a great experience, but they don't recommend it to their friends, or they haven't got that kind of brand loyalty because it doesn't have that wow factor. It doesn't have that surprise and delight element that a strong UI design would actually bring to the table. So this is the disadvantage of having just a kind of product designer within the team. However, there are ways to upskill. And what I always say to product designers, and myself included, is that you have to make sure that you're staying on top of the latest trends that affect both UI and UX. Like, if you're going to call yourself a product designer, it is your business to know what's going on in both of those disciplines and keep on top of those and have the humility to understand where you might be falling behind. So which of those skills may you need to increase or kind of upskill to make sure that you have as much balance as you possibly can so that you can make the best decisions for your products that you're working on. So ultimately, guys, like, this is the difference kind of between kind of all three. Product designers are great if you can kind of get them. It's a really kind of rare kind of talent to have. However, you know, traditionally what you'll see is kind of UI designers and UX designers working side by side kind of on projects. So that's it in a nutshell, wrapped up for this week. And I'm planning on doing more videos at a kind of higher frequency in this format. So I'm looking to post at least 3 times a week on kind of YouTube and kind of Spotify. So if you did find this useful, feel free to kind of like, subscribe, share with your friends or anyone else who you feel would benefit from such content. Also, let me know in the comments or DM me directly if there's anything that you're interested in hearing more of. If you know you want me to kind of give you some insight on any particular area or kind of aspect of UX design, just let me know. I'm really kind of open. I'm a door always open kind of guy. So feel free to reach out to me. Let's have this conversation. Until next time, peace.